that no apparatus collided with another, despite the fact that they were all flying at high speed, and I believed that I never once blinked and did not EMT say a word while flying over the city. Several times ACORC asked me, "What do you think?" I could only very softly answer, "That's fantastic, great." He smiled and said, "We will land now, you will get to know my home and my family." He made a quick turn, heading straight for a 30-story house. He flew along the front of it, pointing to a narrow street, narrow like all the streets I had seen on Eckart so far, and suddenly stopped about 40 meters above the roof. The roof was more like a playground or sports field than an ordinary roof. On this terraced surface were several dozen devices, similar to ours. 4. A friendly family. We first flew straight down, and I thought we were going to land on the roof where all the other equipment was, but we crossed sideways and came back up to the top of the roof. I noticed that this was a flat, palm-fringed area. This had probably the purpose of preventing that in rainy weather. The water ran down the walls. We were now at the height of the 10th floor. The vehicle stopped about 4 meters from the house, and ACORC gently lowered us into a 2 to 4 square meters larger terrace. Each apartment of this house had such a terrace, one always shaded the other. We got off. ACORC picked up a plastic bag, and at his direction I picked up another, slightly smaller one, which probably contained my earthly clothing. Actually, I thought it would have been left behind in the city of Con. ACORC opened a door and motioned for me to follow him. We entered a very well furnished room in the same style as the others I had seen. He took my bag and put it on a table with his. I stopped because I did not dare speak and move. ACORC, however, offered me a seat. I sat down and watched his movements carefully. On a second table stood a kind of radio set, above which hung a yellowish mirror of about 30 square centimeters. ACORC pressed a button, there was a hum, and he drummed his fingers on the table while he waited. Soon a woman's face appeared in the mirror. Aha. I thought, this is a TV. But, oh wonder. When she spoke, ACORC answered her, both smiled. I thought to myself, now he has gone crazy, how can he talk to a woman on the TV screen? They talked as if they were both in the room. The conversation seemed so cordial that I thought he was about to kiss her. But suddenly the picture disappeared and the humming stopped as well. He turned to me with a smile and said, "In a few moments she will be here, she is glad to meet you." I stood petrified. Twice I tried to speak, but could not say a word. When ACORC saw me standing like this, he came quickly to me and asked, "What a TMS wrong, you are not well." I just shook my head. When I found the language again, I asked, pointing to the phone, "What kind of thing is that?" "This is a kind of telephone, you can understand this explanation best. And the glass on which the woman appeared. Is that also part of the phone?" "Who was the woman?" "That's my wife, I told her about my meeting with you. Is not there such communication on Earth?" "Yes, but our phones use only the voice and the whole thing goes through wires. We also have television, but these two things are not coupled. The television stations transmit picture and sound. You can touch the picture on the glass, but do not talk to it." "I've never seen anything like it." Footnote: today, more than 60 years after this incident, we have here on Earth also such video phones and tools for electronic translation, as many such contact stories describe. Runeatilda.com comment in context with the scan of this book in October 2019. Well, and if you pair two stations? That's probably impossible. Even a TV phone costs thousands. What would then cost two? At Eckart, the phone works this way. Every family owns such an apparatus. See, this is, for example, the number of Tuek in Con. The number did not bother me, as I had never seen such digits before. He pressed a couple of buttons and the machine began to buzz again, and on the screen appeared the face of Tuek, my friend from Con. They talked for a short time in their language, then ACORC left me his place. Tuek greeted me kindly, I only nodded my head. ACORC took his place again, they said a few more words to each other and then said goodbye, Acock switched off the phone and showed me how it worked. Look here. When the device is turned on, you stand in front of it, facing the face of this lens. It is similar to that of a camera. This apparatus here conveys the picture, the other part the voice. With whom one speaks, it is always the same way in front of him. Can you understand that?
Yes, I began to understand.
Well, now we're going to do something about my wife. He ordered something to drink, I wanted to have water, but I asked what he took as an aperitif, and we talked about it as a woman. A boy had entered the room with a smile that was mixed with curiosity. She was quite tall, her face was pale and oval in shape, with a not so large mouth, clear blue eyes, and a knobby nose with fine wings. Her fair hair fell in waves over her ears. Her dress reached to her feet, it was flounced on the sleeves and on the hem of the skirt. Since the dress was quite long, I could not easily tell if she was of a strong or slender stature. The boy was about 12 years old and looked very much like her. He had to be her son. He did not differ from the children of the earth. Acock led them both to the middle of the room and spoke a few words to his wife. Of course, I did not understand anything. The boy looked at me in silence and wonder. Probably he had expected a dweller in some other situation than sitting in a chair and chatting with his father. Acock introduced me to his family. I bowed my head and silently greeted her. Both came up to me without saying a word. We sat down. Acock told me that when he was summoned to Con, he had not thought of meeting a being from outside Eckhart. When he found out, he told his wife by phone, who invited me. He had told her that I did not look much different from the Akashans and behaved as calmly and quietly as she did. They were quiet, I must admit. The boy had not spoken a word since he had seen me, he only looked at me in surprise from head to toe. Acock's wife began to ask questions with the help of her husband, because she could only speak a few words in German. She asked about my family on Earth and if she knew I was on Eckhart, another planet. She asked many more questions, and Acock translated the questions and answers. Now the boy began to ask, he could not speak a word of German. I told him I want to become his friend, which he answered with a happy laugh. Acock said something to his wife, and she left the room. He had already pulled a thing out of his pocket a couple of times, which might have been a clock. I asked him about it now. This is a watch, but it is very different from your watches on Earth. My wife will prepare a snack, and we will go to the terrace from where you can better see the city. Three of us went down a corridor, got into an elevator and drove to the top terrace. From there you had a magnificent view over the whole city, which shone colorfully far into the distance. Acock showed me various buildings housing schools, universities, government agencies and factories. I looked at everything. At this time the sun stood about as high as on Earth in the afternoon at 4 o'clock. I could not hide my curiosity and said, "You said we were to eat in a few minutes." He looked at me questioningly, as if he thought I'd rather eat something than look at the city. When I arrived on Eckhart in the morning, I did get something to eat. Later I took part in 2 more meals. And now that we're talking about eating again, have I missed something? I asked, "How many meals are there on Eckhart?"
5.
He replied.
"What? 5 meals in a day?"
"Yes, yes, I'll explain a few things I should have done before. I've gotten free for the rest of today, and the Son of the Sun has allowed me to accompany you today, so we have plenty of opportunity for entertainment." "Who is this Son of the Sun?"
"He was elected by our people the supreme government. He'll tell you a lot about the differences between Earth and Eckhart if you're interested. This will be a great opportunity, me."
"Yeah, tomorrow I have to introduce you to him." Acock realized that I was disturbed by these words, so he said, "You need not be afraid, nothing will happen to you. It is not like you have rebelled against anybody or anything. I see you are very worried. It would not do you any good if you lose your peace." We returned to his apartment. His wife had already set the table and waited for us smiling. We sat down to dinner and were lavishly hosted. However, I confined myself to eating only the foods I already knew. I was offered a warm drink that tasted really good to me. I drank 2 cups of it.
While eating, Acock's wife asked me several questions. The boy hardly spoke. After the meal, she cleared the table and then went out with the boy. We drank another cup of tea and talked about the food that had just been taken. I asked Acock, "Would not you explain a bit more about how and why you brought me here?" 5. Comparison of the two planets. Acock said, "That will be quite difficult for you to understand. I noticed this already when I wanted to explain some things to you in advance. So I'll try to do better. We Akashians have been making reconnaissance flights to other planets for many years, and these flights have been focusing almost exclusively on Earth lately. Why is this? There are several reasons. Can you tell me them?" "Yes, perhaps partly. So that you can understand it better, I first want to point out the difference between Earth and Akkart. There are things we've just discovered recently. Please pay close attention. We at Akkart also divide the years into months, the months in weeks, the weeks in days, the days in hours, and so on. An Akkart year has 352 days. Every 6 years we have a leap year with 353 days. Each year has 11 months. Each month has 32 days. Every sixth year, the first month has 33 days. The months are divided into 5 weeks. Every day has 6 hours." When he spoke of the 6-hour day, I blurted out, "I must be here for an eternity on Akkart." He laughed at my confusion and explained, "It is clear that this seems strange to you, but the above timing applies, yes, only for Akkart. The time comparison with the Earth is as follows. An Akkart year corresponds to 676 Earth days. 1 month on Akkart is 61 days and 48 hours of Earth. An Akkart week is 9 days and 14 hours on Earth. An Akkart hour is 7 hours and 40 minutes Earth. Our hours are divided differently, but it is absolutely impossible to explain this to you. We also follow the decimal system with time. But why is it that on Akkart, though you have fewer days and months a year than on Earth, these days are longer than on Earth? That's because Akkart rotates slower around itself and around our sun. And why is there only 11 months instead of 12 months on Akkart? And why does the week only have 5 instead of 7 days? The months is an astronomical question that is difficult to explain. Even with the weeks it is similar. But I believe that this is not so interesting for you. The more I explain, the more confused you would become. Do you now understand why we have so many meals here?" "Yes, now I begin to understand." "Well, we now want to come here to talk about your journey. As I said, we are in contact with the Earth for a variety of reasons. There was a special reason for our last trip. In terms of land cultivation, we are lagging behind the Earth dwellers." "What do you mean by land cultivation?" "Well, you would speak of grain farming on Earth in this case." "In what way?" "That's very easy to explain. What we call wheat here grows in a different way than on Earth. Ours grows on trees. Although it is growing in abundance, the problem is not solved at all. As you may have noticed for yourself, the flour that is made from it is blackish and not very tasty. We've made many attempts to make the flour cleaner, but your grain is just better. Last time we flew to Earth with a slower ship, Kokelex, to observe how you plant it. We wanted to take seeds from the Earth and then try them here. Our men were just looking for this seed when they emerged. Since we all have orders not to kill or even wound anyone, we have only used our sunray pistol against you, which has a very low tension. But when you get into your area, you fall over and lose your senses. At first we wanted to leave you behind and leave. That would not have hurt them at all, because after a few hours the consciousness returns. But now one of our people had a better idea. The spaceship commander thought you were a farmer, and he wanted to take you along to teach us how to plant good crops. His crew was not very pleased with this idea, but allowed him to do so, since they did not want to contradict him. They took you into the ship, gave you a strong narcotic so that you slept throughout the journey and could not feel any of the weight changes in the neutral zones of the room. How many hours does the journey from here to Earth take? About 36 to 38 hours. 36 hours? How big is the distance between Akkad and Earth? About 65 million kilometers at the moment. Great God. And now you have to make such a journey just to bring me back. The cold sweat hit my forehead. That does not matter. I have already told you that we often fly there. The one who brought you here must pay for the disobedience he has committed, and you will return. When do you think I will be brought back? When I introduce you to the Son of the Sun, he will determine the day of the return flight. When the ship reached our atmosphere, you were given an antidote, and you woke up. From then on you probably remember everything? Yes, I vaguely remember my arrival. When the spaceship landed in Con, the commander ordered that you be taken to Duek, one of the counselors of this city, who summoned an assembly as soon as possible about your case when one saw that you were a humble and unarmed creature who had been abducted by accident from his home world. You wanted to come to an understanding with us. You addressed us in several languages, but we did not understand you until you suddenly spoke German and Duek happened to be able to speak a few words of German. He is a good friend of mine, and since he knew I knew that language, he informed me of your case, and I became your custodian. The Son of the Sun was told about the whole affair at the request of the Council of Con. He was angry with the Commandant's actions. He was relieved of his position and sentenced to work for 1 year as an operator in the solar steel mines on Akkad. Tomorrow the Son of the Sun will welcome you. You already know everything else. I was very happy to meet you, since I'd been on Akkad for hours without being able to communicate. If I had not met you, I would probably have gone completely crazy. You've told me, if I remember correctly, that the commander who brought me here has been sentenced to work as an operator in a mine? Yes, that's right. I cannot understand that a man who is a spaceship commander must now act as an ordinary worker because of an unfortunate such as I. Our laws concerning the terrestrials are as follows. No one may be wounded, killed, or brought here, and as the latter is the case, he is punished for his disobedience. I thought a commander, having a high position, had elevated rights. No, we are neither high nor low, all are the same with the exception of the Son of the Sun, who occupies a special position. But when his reign, for which he was elected by the people, has come to an end, he will return to his former work, which he left only on the basis of his choice. You spoke of solar steel mines. What do you mean by that? Solar steel is a special steel whose utility you have probably never discovered on Earth. It is used to make our spaceships and many other things. I was so curious that I kept asking questions. Why do you speak German? Is there any country here on Akkad that speaks this language? No, no such country exists. Further, there are no different countries. Akkad has been a unified planet for a long time. About 100 Earth years ago, Akkad also had hundreds of countries. However, by mutual agreement, borders have been abolished, wars have stopped, we are prospering, as you can see. As far as my knowledge of German is concerned, they cost me and some of my colleagues a lot of time and effort. But we do not stop learning. How do you learn a foreign language? As I said, it takes a lot of time and intelligent study. We travel repeatedly to Earth, and in the countries we visit, we always take pictures first of all. We also have apparatus with which you can take close-up pictures of houses from 200 kilometers away. We record many radio and television programs, write down everything radiophonically and collect tons of material, which is then studied and compared. In this way I have reached the current state of my knowledge in less than 10 years. Did you learn only German in this way? No, but this is the language I have been most concerned with. Many of us have learned other languages, and they continue to educate themselves. Which languages do the others speak? Russian, English and Spanish. But why have you never been detected on Earth, to my knowledge? We have an apparatus called a sight neutralizer. What a TMS that? This is a device that under certain circumstances, is put into action around our entire ship. In this way you can make the ship and its movements invisible. In sparsely populated areas we never leave any traces. We always take pictures of the places we are interested in, mostly at night. Of course, there was the problem of being discovered in the beginning, but after inventing these neutralizers, and being able to move from place to place with great speed anyway, we were able to get through without major problems. But why are you so much interested in the customs and languages of the Earth's population? I suppose the Akashans are preparing for a later invasion on Earth, right? No, that a TMS, not how I would put it. There was a sound on the device he had called a phone, and Akok broke off our conversation and walked over to the phone, and on the screen appeared a gentleman who looked very much like Akok. They exchanged a few words with each other and soon the image of the other disappeared again. Akok turned off the machine. I noticed that he looked very serious and worried. I resumed the conversation at the point where we had stopped and asked, "You said, that a TMS, not how I would put it, what did you mean by that?" He was somewhat disconcerted by my repeated questions and finally said, "Quite embarrassed, I would like to answer all your questions, but something has happened that will not let me continue, to avoid future prejudice, involving you, and your return to Earth." I thought about what my friend might have been so depressed and how I could pose a threat to such an advanced people. What could be the negative impact of me knowing their plans concerning the Earth? Did they think I could obstruct them? At the same time, they could be fairly sure that no one on Earth would believe my report what I had seen and heard here. The only thing that could be in my future for me would be either prison or the madhouse. Also, only the powerful have the right to have an opinion whether true or not. They are listened to and applauded, though sometimes they act like fools. The poor, such as I for example, being a humble laborer, are treated very differently on Earth, Mr. Akok, when they tell their experiences. They are not listened to, and their rights are not respected. There are cases when one can lose a trial, even when the ordinary citizen is being entirely truthful. The counterparty in such unjust cases are powerful people who assert themselves by virtue of their power and influence. That may be true, he replied with a sigh. I can assure you that it is so. The great ones of the Earth are obsessed with lust for power. They would not listen to any, and especially me, were I to tell of my experiences on Akkad. Pray to our Creator that the Son of the Sun and his counselors accept your thesis. If this succeeds, I could show you everything we have here at Akkad, for what I've shown and said to you so far is just a superficial part of what we actually have and know. Hearing you say this, I must at least for the moment refrain from hearing more from you. What I have seen and heard so far exceeds my ability to absorb. Okay, he said hesitantly, we'll let it rest for the time being, that is until tomorrow, after we have heard from the Son of the Sun. Sixth chapter. Walk, visit to a restaurant. He took his watch out of his pocket, glanced at it, and said, it's about 2 o'clock and 6/10, we can take a little walk around town before the last meal. Gladly, if you wish. So, we can go or would you rather have a rest? No, what keeps me awake and sustains me are the many new things I see here. We got ready and went to the terrace where the machine that brought us from Con was parked. We got in and started in the same way. As we flew over the rooftops, I looked at the sun. It was already very low, and I asked Akok when it would set. It lacks 4/10, that is equivalent to 3 terrestrial hours. I thought to myself, and you're talking about food again, these people just seem to live to eat. When will we take our last meal for today? He looked at the clock and said, until then it's still 5 decimos and 2 centimos, that corresponds to an Earth time of 3 hours and 50 minutes. These nearly 4 hours passed so fast that my flight with Akok didn't TMT seem to more than an hour. When we were about 200 meters above the rooftops, we flew straight for a few minutes to the north. Suddenly he stopped, and we landed in a narrow, pedestrianized street. We landed at one place where many such vehicles were parked. We got out and mingled with the people. I thought it was great that nobody seemed to be in a hurry. Nowhere was the haste that is so common in our cities. I saw that all the people were well dressed. They wore clothes that were similar in texture and cut to those I was wearing. Now there were few deviations. The women's clothes were similar to those on Earth. It also impressed me that nobody paid special attention to me, Of course, it would have been natural for everyone to focus on the inhabitants of another planet. But I was probably for one of them. What would happen if an Akashan were on Earth? He would be put on display somewhere, where anyone could look at him for an entrance fee, and you would earn a lot of money. This brought to mind that the inhabitants of the Earth knew nothing of my presence on Akkart, and those who knew of my absence probably believed that I was in prison and not on another planet with such a high-ranking personality how Akok was. I always followed him. We walked through a few quarters. From time to time he addressed a word to me, however, I had so much to look at that I could not speak much. Finally, he pointed to a building and said, "Here we will go in." We entered a room that looked like a cafe or a bar. Inside were tables that didn't have legs, but hung from the ceiling by a cable. Around each table stood chairs that could rotate that had padded seats like a motorcycle. The place was mostly empty. When we sat down, a waiter came to our table. Akok ordered something, and soon there were two large glasses of crystal clear liquid in front of us. We each took a glass, and I asked, "What's this?" He answered my question, but unfortunately I could not understand his reply. The heavy swallowing he took was not alcoholic, so I tried a sip and it tasted good to me, a sweet, pleasantly flavored drink. The sun was almost down, and I was feeling chilled. Probably Akok had this in mind when no ice cold drinks were ordered. I saw that the cold did not bother him and asked, "Arena TMT, you cold?" "No, we are used to it. It's probably winter here now." "Winter? We have no winter here. But you cannot say that in this cold it's summer now." "No, neither one nor the other. We always have consistent temperatures here. During the day it is warmer, colder at night. It gets a bit warmer in the rain. From time to time there is also some frost, then of course it's colder than normal." "Well, we're in frosty weather right now?" "No, not at all. The temperature is quite normal now. Did not you notice that it was clear and sunny today? The frost periods are accompanied by rainy and cloudy weather." I laughed inwardly as he spoke of a sunny day that was by no means mine, compared to a sunny day on Earth. I had looked up to the sky a few times earlier, but saw very little blue in it. The color of the sky seemed almost lead color to me. The sun lacked the warmth that it exudes for us. I asked, "How is it that you have neither winter nor summer?" "Yes, you are surprised that you are in an area where there are no seasons, but I certainly know that there are zones on Earth where it is not either always cold, or always warm." "Yes, I know that too. Well, Akkart corresponds to such a zone. This city of Tanyuk is quite north, so it's a bit colder at night and warmer during the day. Yes, today I can compare to a winter's day on Earth, in the area I live in. But the night here seems to me colder than a polar night on Earth, that's how I feel it. Not only is it not so cold today, with a few exceptions, it is always the case and as already mentioned we do not feel it." I wanted to ask a few more questions, but he stood up and said, "Since you're already cold and it's getting colder, it's better to go back to my apartment so you will not feel cold. Tomorrow, I may be able to show you a map of Akkart that will help you better understand this phenomenon." I stood up, taking his arm as a precaution, and we were about to go to the door when the biggest fiasco of my life occurred to me. I had probably been ridiculous several times during the course of the day, but this would have been the worst. Happily, neither Akok nor anyone else had noticed my attitude, intent. I had hesitated, put my hand in my pocket, looked at the glasses, table, then the waiter, who paid me no attention. I was about to approach him when Akok asked me, "Have you lost something? Are you looking for something?" Only now did I realize what an error I was about to commit, and I answered, "No, no, sir." Because I wanted to do what I had often done at home. If I drank something with a friend somewhere, I paid if he made no move to. I had noticed that Akok had not paid. Imagine, I pay around on another planet. And just imagine our devalued crew zero. When I thought about it, I had to laugh. At the moment, I also thought about the costs of my abduction from Earth, and what would happen if I offered them money plus Brazilian money. I also remembered that there is no money on Eckhart. We walked out the little piece to the parking lot. We took off and reached the platform of Acock's apartment in no time. We got out and entered the living room.